Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Joshua chapter 12. Joshua 12 is like a trophy room of Joshua. It's kind of like the banner hanging in the school gymnasium at your high school that reads, Bobcats, State Champions 1967, 1982, 1986, and 1991, and so on. Because this is a summary of the defeated kings, all conveniently put in one place for the armies of Israel to remember what God was able to do when they followed him. Now remember, 50 years earlier, they'd been slaves, dominated without God and without hope in the world. Verse 1 tells us, these are the kings of the land whom the Israelites had defeated and whose territory they took over the east of Jordan, from the Arnon Gorge to Mount Hermon, including all the eastern side of the Arabah. And then the list begins. You can read about them all yourself, and it really is just a list, but pause a second and consider how important it is to remember all that God has done in your life on your journey, all the battles now forgotten that seemed insurmountable at that time. You see, every country has the equivalent of some battle fought or some deed in their collective history that prompts them to say, never forget. A couple of hundred years ago, it was the Boston Tea Party, or the signing of the Declaration of Independence for America. And more recently, it's 9/11. Every country has a date on their history where in times past, people stopped and thanked God for either his deliverance or their protection. It's important to remember not to forget. David saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. To bless the Lord means to worship him, and David here says it three times in these first two short verses. Do you see where this worship comes from? Verse 2 says, never forget all of his benefits. David, like this chapter in Joshua, is remembering what God has done for him. And it's bringing him joy. It's motivating him with gratitude and trust in God. And then he lists out the blessings of forgiveness, protection, healing, and redemption. These are the benefits listed out. Kind of like the kings, the battles, the armies that were fought and defeated so that Israel could continue to take the promised land. Warriors of old used to have a hall of remembrance where they would display the trophies of defeated foes, the helmets or swords of their enemies, banners toppled, and crowns claimed for their own. But what about you? What is your hall of remembrance? Is there a place in your memory that you can go to remember what God has done for you? When I think back to the battles fought in my own life, I can remember a time when I was a brand new Christian and a skinhead was trying to punch me because I confronted him about how he was treating some of the girls at my Bible study. He was bullying them and making sexual advances, and no adults are around, no youth pastor, and it was up to me to do something about it. As he tried to pull his arm back to punch me that day, he could not bring it forward to smash me in the face. A look of worry appeared over his face, his brows furrowed, and he actually started to cry and said, what's happening? It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie, but he started to panic and he ran. Now this guy would have easily cleaned my clock, curb stomped my head, and probably put me in the hospital. He'd done it to plenty of others, including adults. The last I heard about this individual, he was actually mentally insane and had done hard time in prison. I'll never forget praying so hard that God would turn up and help me, shivering and quivering, afraid to confront him, but asking God to be the God of the Bible. And you know what? He was. It wasn't the first, and it definitely wouldn't be the last time that I had to count on God to be God. I can remember another time that I was trying to share the gospel on the high school campus where I was a youth pastor, but the dean caught me and threatened me with jail if I went back to the campus. Now, those were different times then, and though I'd never dream about setting foot on a high school campus today, back then, I got on my knees and ask God what I should do. You see, adults and youth pastors had always gone on campus during the lunch hour for a Christian club, and they had taught the Bible, but for some reason, the dean didn't like me. The problem was, I felt called to go back. After wrestling with God in prayer, asking Him what I should do, and feeling that I was supposed to go back, I told God, I'll do it, but I don't want to go to jail. You need to protect me. So I did. I went onto the campus, and He did. He protected me. For 3 more years, I never got caught again. In fact, I got so bold about it, almost to the point of cheekiness, and I started parking in the teacher's parking lot every time I went. For the Israelites, in Joshua chapter 12, they did not want to forget, and they didn't want future generations to forget what God had done. You know, that's the important thing about our church history, which is rich with people like J. Hudson Taylor, Keith Green, John Wesley, George Whitfield, Charles Spurgeon, William Booth, and many others who answered the call to share the gospel and counted on God to be the same God that they read about in the pages of their Bible. What about you? List off some times where you found God actually coming through and doing things that you'd only read about before, but now became a part of your experience with Him. It's important to remember what God has done, because every time we're faced with a new battle, we're tempted to forget. The Israelites could go back to this portion of Scripture and remind themselves of the countless battles that God had fought for them and won. We're tempted sometimes to forget who God is and what He's done. And in the Old Testament, there's a connection between the two. God would attach names to Himself based on things He would do in different situations, like when He healed them. He says, I am the Lord who heals you. Or when He comforts people, He says, I am the Lord your peace. And in this case, God shows Him to be another name that He gives for Himself, the God who fights for you. Read Joshua 12 today, and as you do, fight the good fight of faith, and remember the victories blazing on the road behind you.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.